The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Daf Ayin Vav. Today's daf is being studied le'alu nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem t'nechenu b'gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied le'alu nishmat Natan ben Esther. Ruach Hashem t'nechenu b'gan Eden, amen, v'laslachat Yosef ben Simcha. We are beginning the daf on Ayin He Amud Bet, and we start two lines on the bottom. Ha'hu uvda dehava b'pumpedita. There was a certain ma'aseh that took place in Pumpedita. Istatim gufta t'shechvat zera. Person's tube that the zera comes out of was clogged up. V'apik b'mkom ketanim. And instead it was coming out of the hole that the urine comes out of. So the Gemara says, "Sabar Rabbi Bai, but Abaye lachshure." So Rabbi Bai thought to say that he is still considered kasher, because that's not considered psua daka or krut shafcha. Just that the it's coming out of the wrong hole. Amar pape mishum deatu memulae amritu mile mulita. Well, Abaye that made this statement came from or comes from Bet Eili, Rabbi Bai bar Abaye. That's from the family of Eili. So he told him, since you come from a mishpachat umlala, which was, let's say, a family that is umlal, that is short-lived, because the family of Eili was cursed, so therefore you say things that are short-lived, which means you're saying things that don't make any sense. And some say the word Mimula'e is the name of a place. That's why it tells Fortland. Since you come from Mimula, the place, Mimula'e, so therefore you're saying things that are short-lived. You're saying things that are not correct. It's a play on the words. So Gemara says, Bimkoma Mibashela. The Zera literally only cooks in its place. Shelo Bimkoma Lo Mibashela. But if it's coming out of the wrong hole, it's not going to cook. It's not going to be fertile, and therefore he is asur. Rabbi Bakavda. She says mebashela mitbashel shekvat zera v'negmar leolid v'laasot peri. Therefore, since it's coming out of the wrong hole, he's not be able to be molid. Therefore, it is considered a lamech. Therefore, he is considered a psua daka, and he's going to be pasur. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel nikav v'nistam. Let's say there was a hole, a little nekev, and then in the ever, and then it closed up. V'nistam. Kol she'ilu nikri v'nikra pasul. If when you seal the hole up, if when a person becomes a baal keri, when he emits keri, if the hole would open, so then again it's considered a pasul. V'ilav, but if the zera can flow through without the hole reopening, kasher. Havi baraba suraba. Analyze it. Hecha. Where are we talking about the holes? Ile ma lemata me'atara. If you tell me below the atara, meaning on the fleshy part that's closer to the ground, afilu nechrat nameh. We learned even that area, if it's cut, it's okay. So we're not worried about even a small hole. Ela ba'atara atzma. Yamra concludes, it's talking about on the atara itself. If it's on the gid, so we say that's no good. But on the atara itself, so we make a chiluk, and we said that if it can be closed up, meaning when the zera comes out, it won't reopen. So therefore, if it's on the atara itself, the corona itself, there's a hole that was sealed up, it's okay. Itma name amar mori bar mor amar bor ogba amar shuvel nikav ba'atara atzma. If it was punctured on the atara itself, v'nistam, and then it was sealed, kol she'ilu nikre. When the person would become a baal keri, when he would see zera, v'nikra, if it would reopen, pasul, v'ilav, kasher. So the Gemara then says, shalach le'rabah b'red rabah rabbi Yosef, yelamedenu rabbenu hechi abdinan, which means, how do you seal it up? So the Gemara says, amar le maitinan nehama, I'm sorry, the question over here is, how do you test the guy? Which means, the guy has to be mazriya. So how do you test the guy that zera should come out of him in order that he should. We should see if the seal is, you know, tightness, so that can open up again. So it says, "Maitina nehama hamima desade." They bring barley bread that is hot, umanihina le abe pukre, and they put it abe pukre. Rashi says, "Neke betarei." They put it on his backside. But as she says, "Umamat hamimuto." When you put something hot like that, the hot barley bread on his backside, and you let it sit over there, it'll cause him to see keri. So that's the way you test him. Umikre. Then you're able to test if the hole opens up or not. Wait a minute, everybody's Yaakov Abinu, that all of a sudden Yaakov Abinu didn't see Keri until he was 84 years old. Right? So, is that so difficult to see Keri? You have to figure out a system where you're taking a hot piece of barley bread and putting it underneath him. Yaakov never saw Keri in his life. So, which is, what's so difficult for the guy to become to see Keri? You need all these tricks over here. What is it, guys? Yaakov Abinu? Then she says, Reshit Oni, he aita tipat Keri sheyatza menu rishon, which is when he had Reuven, his first child. Reuven was from the first drop of Keri of Yaakov Abinu. Shelo ra'a Keri miyav kelomar, temasachet eku lehai. You have to do such a trick in order to get the guy to see Keri? So Abaye comes along and says, you don't have to go so far, just put in front of a big disif onim, fancy clothes, let's say of a lady, that'll cause him to have a seminal discharge. And she says, shel isha, v'u marher b'isha, and I'll think about the lady. Amar Rava, atu kule ama brazilaya giladiu. What do you mean? Now you make everybody like this guy, brazilaya giladi. Who's brazilaya giladi? So she says, shatuk b'simahaya. This guy Barzilai Giladi was a very, very promiscuous guy, filled with zima. Dichtiv be'im yit'am avdecha, which means he lost his sense of taste. Hakamim v'amrina be'vesekat Shabbat, shatup b'zima haya, lefika kafsa alav zikna, which means he prematurely aged Barzilai Giladi because of the znut that he was involved with. Because that she says a story, Da'u amta davia beramid, was a certain slave or shifha that was in the house of the Rabbi, bat sadi v'tatinshin, she was 92 years old, v'ta'ama kidra, and she was able to taste the kidra, meaning her sense of taste was still with her. So you see what? That somebody that's shatup zima, they get old, they lose their sense of taste. So this guy, Barzilai, was shatup zima. So you see what? This guy, you just put some clothes in front of him, and the guy's going to all of a sudden now have a seminal discharge with the guy's Barzilai Giladi. So the Gemara says, Ela mahabarta, kidnashina meikara. They go back to the first answer, that the way you bring the zera out of him is put the bread over there, and that'll cause him. So you have to say also that, since we have a reason to do this, it's not considered zera al-batala, because we're trying to discern if the guy's mutar or not, if he's kasher or not. So therefore, in this case over here, and we're not doing it directly, meaning he's not doing it himself. It's being done through girama, we'll say. So therefore, we have to say that this is legal. Comes the Gemara and says, just the Tosafot just points out that when we say Lora Akeri Miyamav by Yaakov Abinu, so we have a question. That means the first drop of Keri was for that was in the A. Reuven was born. We have a rule that a lady doesn't get pregnant from the first B'A. So Tosfos says Mi'acha B'yad. You have to say that Le'a must have, because she's a Betula normally, so the Betulin blocks it. So you must say that with her fingers, she must have broke the Betulin in order that the first Zera will go and be Mazdiya. That's Tosfos says. Tar Rabbanan Nikav Basul. Which means, if let's say they have a Nekev, a hole in the Gid, Pasul, is Pasul to come into the Kahal, Mepeneshu Shotet. Because the Zera now is not going to come out like a Hetz, like a arrow. Since for the Zera to be Mazriya, it has to have a certain potency, the way a certain strength when it comes out. But if there's a Nekev, so then it just drips out, and therefore loses its potency, so therefore it's going to be Pasul. It's Asul Abubakam. Nistam Kasher. Again, if it's closed up, it's okay again. Mepeneshu Molid, because he can be molid. Vezeu pasul shehozer lechshero. And this is a classic case of a psul that's able to return back to its original hechsher. He's by sealing up the hole, so it goes back to its original hechsher. So comes the Gemara and says, ze lemeutemai. You tell me this is a case of something that was pasul that goes back to its original hechsher. When are you coming to exclude? Must be there's another case that's pasul and doesn't go back to its original hechsher. Lemeute krum she'ala mahmat makah bira'a de'eno krum. Which means by animals. That you have, let's say, an animal that has a hole in the lung. Okay? And all of a sudden, let's say, it grows, let's say, a krum, like a little layer of flesh, let's say, around it, like the scar tissue. So that's not considered a krum. Which means that's not going, that's not considered a sealant. Which means it's going to break, it's going to be punctured again. Therefore, the animal is considered a terefa. So certain holes can be fixed. Other holes cannot be fixed. We have a hole in the lung of the animal, even though, say, it grows like a little film around it, that's not considered, it's going to stay. And if the animal is considered a terefa. Okay? And she calls that sirche, the sirchot of the re'a. Shalach le rav idi bar avina abaye. Hechi avdinan. Oh, now, how do you seal up the hole that's in the eved? How do you close it up? Maitinan se'arta. So the first thing is they bring a se'ora. So it's like a barley corn. So first they rub it in the place where the hole is. They want to first clean it out from any blood or anything that's there, and they want to make it like coarse and rough, because when you start to do that, so it starts the healing process. So they want to create the healing process. So first they take a little barley corn in the place where the hole is, and they rub it around in order to make the area coarse. Umaitinan tarba. Then they take heliv, that's like fat, vishayfinan, and they smear the area. Umaitinan shumshena gamla. And they take a large ant. Umenachtinan le. And they, let's get the words there. Manihin rosha sham. They take the head of the ant and they put it in the hole. And as she says, vinoshech. He bites over there. Vinidbak rosho benekev. And his head gets stuck into the hole. Upaskinan le resha. They cut the head off. And now the head becomes the sealant, because it gets stuck into the because the fat is over there, so it sticks to the halib. It bites. Now when the body heals, it heals over it, and that's the sealant. Vedavka se'arta. So when you're making it coarse, when you're rubbing it in there only with a barley corn, aval farzela, but not with metal. Why? Because mezraf zarif. Mezraf zarif, as she says, it causes a habura. It can cause a wound. That's not good. Or as she says, it'll cause swelling. So therefore, like an infection. So therefore, you don't use when you're cleaning it out, you clean out with the barley corn in order to make it coarse. Katan. But this is only talking about a katan, which means like it's a hole that is katan, a small hole. Aval gadol. There's no takana. Mikpule mikpal. This is going to it's going to cause after it heals, it's going to peel again and it's going to open up again. So this only really works for a small hole, but not for a big one. Okay, if a person, let's say, urinates from two places, which means comes out of the nekev ha-shetin, the nekev shekvat zera. Let's say urine comes out of both holes, so pasul. Why? Because once already the zera is coming out of the same hole as the shetin, it's not going to cook it like we learned above, and therefore it's not going to be potent. Amar Abba, let hilcheta, lo kibra velo ke'abba. Talacha does not follow, not the son and not the father. Now Rabba baravuna. So, which means kibra had amran, like the son we just said, which is regarding this halakha that we just said. If it comes out of two holes, then he's pasul. We don't go like him. That's the son. That's Rabba baravuna. Now, what's the father? Abba de amaravuna. We don't follow the father either. Regarding what did he say? Who's the father in this case? Ravuna is the father. Rabba baravuna. We don't follow the son regarding what he said with the two holes. Now, we don't follow the father regarding what he said over here. What did he say? Nashim amsolelot zubazu pisulot lekeuna. These are two ladies that are together with themselves. Nashim amsolelot zubazu pisulot lekeuna. They become pasul to marry into the keuna. As she says, amsolelot derech tashmish zachar unkeba. which means like a zakar nikebah, you have tashmish, so they have tashmish, how? Mishafshefot nikbatan zulezu. They rub against each other. Vechiram salot bebna katan esadadin. Besalot lekeuna, Rashi says, mishum znut. She should have a deen of a zona. Rashi Masechet Shabbat says that they have a deen of a lady that doesn't have a betula. Betulin, therefore the pasul lekohen gadol. Tosfot argues on that, he says, no, it's not only pasul lekohen gadol, medin lack of betula, it's the din of zona, and if she's pasul to all kohanim, vafil Rabbi Elazar, and even according to Rabbi Elazar the Amar, panui haba'ala pinuya shlom shlom yishut asa azona, which means that according to Rabbi Elazar, that says if a single man goes with a single girl, Jews, for the sake of znut, they go asa zona, so she becomes a zona. Hani mile ish. That's only talking about a man that goes with a lady. About isha, but two ladies that go with each other, piritsuta be'alma, just considered piritsut. So that was Rav Huna's statement. So the Gemara says let tilcheta, get Rav Huna, and therefore, what was Rav Huna's deen? Rav Huna's deen was what pesulot dekeuna. So we're saying we don't go like Rav Huna. So therefore, Nashim Solelot will be Mutar. And even Abil Azad that said the Znut, even a single boy goes with a single girl, he'll agree in this case it's not considered Znut. It's considered Pirinsut, but it's not Posel Lekiona. So let Talkata lo Kibra velo Kaba. We don't follow the son, which is Rava, and not the father, Rav Huna, those two halachot. Comes the Gemara and continues. We start the new Mishnah. Suadaka. Suadaka, we said that's the guy that the testicles were crushed. The Chrut Shafka, that was the member, was cut, severed. Mutarim begiyoret. So who can they marry? They can marry a giyoret, a convert, because it says by these people, lo yavo bakahal. They cannot come into the kahal. So we have to say that girim, converts are not considered kahal. Like we learned earlier in the Gemara, kahal girim lo ikri kahal. Therefore, they're permissible. Furthermore, umshuchredet. They're permissible also, let's say, to marry a shifha that was mishuchredet. Shifha kana'anit, that was freed. Ve'enam asurim elam lavo bakahal. Shneimar lo yavo psua daka uchrut shefcha bekal Hashem. She's the only asut to come into the kahal, but to be permissible with those people. Comes the Gemara and says, Ba'umine Rav Sheshat. I had a question from Rav Sheshat. Psua daka kohen. Okay, that's it. Psua daka, that's a kohen. Now we learned earlier regarding psua daka kohen that he can eat teruma. Okay, now our question is going to be mahu begiyoret umshuchredet. Can he marry a giyoret or a mishchoret? So what's that question going to be? Well, does he still have a status of kedushat kehuna? If he still maintains the kedushat kehuna, then he would not be allowed to marry a giyoret. Because we say giyoret as a din of a zona. Or do you say, no, once he's a psua daka, he loses his kedushat kehuna legabe marriage. Granted, legabe teruma is, but we're discussing over the kedushat legabe, who he could marry. So the Gemara says, what's the two sides? Bikdushateka ve'asir. Do you say that he retains his kedushat if it was going to be asur or dilma? Or maybe you'll say, la bikdushateka'e. But he doesn't still maintain his status of kedushah, meshari. And it will be permissible. So comes the Gemara and says, just to explain the case, Pesuah Daka Kohen, Shasur bi Israelit. There's no question he cannot marry Israelit because he's a Pesuah Daka. Mao Lisa Giyoret. That's the question, can he marry Giyoret? Amar Rav Sheshat, Tanituah. So Rav Sheshat goes along and says, we have a Braita. Pesuah Daka Yisrael. Okay, my regular Jewish guy that's a Pesuah Daka. Mutar Benetina. Can marry a netina. Now what is a netina? Netina are those people that converted in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. And normally netina is a sulavo bekal Hashem. Right? Because their conversions were not accepted. Or netinim were not accepted as regular Jews. So a regular Jew cannot marry a netina. But it says, a psua daka Yisrael can marry a netina. So Gemara says, but if you're going to tell me that what? That the Israel maintains Kiddushat Yisrael, ikli kan lo tithaten bam. We have an Isur of what? Lo tithaten bam. Ela must be that what? That, because the Torah says you cannot marry them. So Ela, you see what? That when Israel becomes a psua daka, he loses Kiddushat Yisrael, therefore he's considered a psua daka, and therefore he can marry a netina. Same thing with a Kohen. That when a Kohen becomes a psua daka, he must lose Kiddushat, keuna, and therefore he can marry a giyoret. Rashi, psua daka Yisrael, achi garsina, psua daka mutab netina. Fine. Netina, first white line, zayin umot from the seven nations min ha-giv'onim. Right? Next Rashi, v'isal kata tak psua daka betushateka, if you're going to tell me that the psua daka retains his kedusha, hechi shari Yisrael benetina. How would you allow the Yisrael to marry netina? Haketiv lot tchaten bam. Says you're not allowed to marry them. Ela, you see what? He must lose his kedusha, and if we can marry him, so too this kohen loses his kedusha. So Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava said, Atu atam mishum kedusha velav kedushahu. What are you talking? Is that the reason by a psuah daka Yisrael why you allow him to marry netina because he loses his kedusha? That's not the reason. Dilma molid ben vazil upalah la'avodat kochavim. Maybe the concern is that we don't want him to marry the netina because he's going to have a son from the netina, and the son is going to worship avodah zarah, which is just different reason. Oh, look at that. She atu hatam. Second line. The kasar rahman al tchaten of the kochavim, which is when it says in the pasuk lo tchaten bam, but he cannot marry of the kochavim. Mishum kedusha velav kedushau denesrinu, which means who told you that when the Torah says lo tchaten bam, it's because the inyan of they lose their kedusha or not? Afilu nitgayiru, which is even if they converted kegon netinim shem gerim. But they're converts now. Hatam ta'amad dilma mulid ba'ad. The concern is maybe they're going to have a child. Ufalach la'avodat kuchavim. And the child is going to end up worshipping avodat zara. Hilkach kara biyotam of de kuchavim ketiv. The pasuk lo tetchaten bam is talking about when they are goyim. Aval nitgayiru sharu. And I'll tell you that really when they convert, it's permissible. So lo tetchaten bam, we're learning differently now. Lo tetchaten bam with ha'iz, you're not allowed to marry them when they are goyim, or goyot. Why can't you marry a goya? Because you're going to have the son that's going to be ben l'avodah zarah. Oh, but when they convert, really it would be permissible. However, gayiru sharu. So what we have a rule, but he still cannot marry a netina. So he says, she says, gizirahu. That's only gezerah de gazur. David gazar alehem. Vechi gazur abanan. When did the rabbis gozer? Behani dibne unudeninu. Only on those Yisraelim that are able to bear children, so they were gozer not only the Torah's din, lo tetchaten bam, they cannot marry goyot, but they cannot even go with a netina that converted. However, do me add the Yisrael don't like that. The Tamam Shuelu De. However, look at the Sarita Shi inside. Look at the Gemara inside. The Hani Mili Biyotan of the Kuchavim. Which is the Torah's Yisrael of the Tchatem Bam is only when they are Goyim. Ki Migayire Bi Yisrael Sharu. However, when they convert the Netina, really Minat Torah, Netina's Mutar Bi Yisrael. Virabbanan Hu De Gazru Behu. And the rabbis made a Gezerah that Yisrael cannot marry a Giyoret. That's a netina. V'chi gazubu rabbanan. Where did the rabbis make a gezerah? Be'anach d'bne ulude. Only on those that are able to have children, because that's like the doraita. Because just like the doraita, the whole reason is we don't have children from avodah zarah. So they made a gezerah to giyoret netina. Only on people that can have children that it's going to be forbidden. Aval hay delav bal ulude no gazubu rabbanan. But this guy was a psuah dakai Yisrael. That what? He cannot have children anyway. So the rabbis will not go there. So it's got nothing to do with kiddusha. I can really tell you that the Kohen retains his Kedusha. That therefore the Kohen is going to be asut to marry a Giyoret. Kohen Psua Daka. How could you tell me Yisrael Psua Daka is allowed to marry a Netina? That's different reasons. The reason why he's allowed to do this is because the rabbis were like, in such a case. Because the whole reason of the Chatem Bam of the Torah is what? We don't want you to marry them, so you don't have a child for Avodah Zarah. The rabbis came along and said, even when they convert, we don't want you to marry them. Gezerah. But when do we make this Gezerah? Only when you're able to bring children into the world. But you can't bring children into the world, there's no Isur. So therefore, this Psuah Dakais can marry, not because he loses his Kedusha. He has his Kedusha. But what? The rabbis were like, was in such a case. But the Gabriel Kohen, so what the guy, we're not going to let him marry a Giyore because he still has his Kedushat Kohen. Ela me'ata, so the Gabriel says, according to this reasoning over here, Mamzer, I take a guy that's a Mamzer, Debar Ulude, right, that's able to have children. Hachename, De Asir, are you going to tell me what? That's going to be Asur, Nashi. אלא מעטה ממזר דבר לודהו ומוזהר על כל האיסורים שבתורה, right? זה איסור, all the איסורים applied to him, ומדאורייתא אסור בעבודת כוכבים, which means מדאורייתא ממזר cannot marry a goy as well. האכן עמד אסור מדרבנן מנתינה? Are you going to tell me that מדרבנן cannot marry a נתינה as well? Because what's the rule we're saying over here? That whoever cannot marry a goy, a goya, let's say, so מדרבנן, they will say them even when they converted. So a mamzer cannot marry a goya. All this would apply to a mamzer as well. And he's bar eludeh, right? He can have children. So the chavra, we should also send a mamzer also, megizirat rabbanan, to also marry a natin. But the kibbutz, that's not so. V'atenan, mamzirim v'netinim mutarim labo ze baze. It says a mamzer can't marry a natin. So that principle, the way you said it, doesn't make sense, because it doesn't work, doesn't hold true by mamzirim. So the kibbutz says, ela, ki gazur rabbanan bekesherim. When did the rabbis make their gezerah? Only by kesherim. Bepesulim lo gazur rabbanan. She's by a pasul, by a mamzer. The rabbis didn't put their decree. She's by Israel, that's kasher. So then already they made a gezerah that they don't want them to marry a convert from Nitirim. But on the pesulim already, like a mamzer, they let it stand on the deoraita law that they let them marry. Comes the Gemara and says, oh, look at Rashi. Bepesulim. Kegon pesu'a daka, who's a pasul, umamzer, lo gazur rabbanan. The rabbis did not make such a gezerah. Mishum de miltad lo shchihai. Number one, because we have a general rule when it comes to rabbinical gezerot. If it's not such a common case, the rabbis are not going to make a gezerah. So mamzer is not such a common case. Or psua daka, Yisrael, it's not such a common case. Inam, another reason, shelo aita zu gezerah mishum isur elafi shelo ayu rahmanim. Amar David in Rahim Tariv Israel Bahin, the Kaklo Asanata Poslim, which is someone to say that the reason of the whole Gezerah was David HaMelech said that these Givonim, these Netinim that convert, they're not Rahmanim, they're not compassionate people. So therefore they will send them to come into the Kahal. Because it's really more of a, just they're not good people. So they weren't considered on the Pesulim. There wasn't a Gezerah Midrabanan from the beginning. It was just that David was like giving an advice. You shouldn't marry these people because they're not, Rahmanim, they're not good people. But for Pesulim, that they have no choice, and so we'll let them marry him. So comes the Gemara and says, oh, so therefore, at this point over here, what are we saying? It's that real, I can tell the Kohen, Bekdushate Ka'e. The Kohen has his Kedusha when he's a Psu'a Daka, and therefore he'll be asur to marry a Giyoret. He'll be asur to marry a Giyoret. Because why is the last Kedusha at Kohen? Comes Gemara and says, Hadar Amar Rava. Rava came along and said, Lav Milta. Which means, we want to understand that when it says in the Pasuk, Lotet Hatin Bam. Right? When the Torah says Lotet Hatin Bam, how we understand that means a Goy. That why? Yisrael cannot marry a Goya. Lotet Hatin Bam. And what? A convert is only midrabanan, and they would go there only on, let's say, bar alude, like what they say in the first answer, all those that can give, that are fertile. But those that are not fertile, they weren't gozer. And not hatebam, as I said, is going on guim. So the Gemara says, no. Hadar amarava lav miltai, biyotan of dekukavim let lehu hatnut. Which, how can you say not hatebam is talking about when they were guim? It's like considered hatnut, which means when you go with a goy, for the sake of marrying, it's not a marriage. So how can the person go to Hatem Bam? How can I be talking about Goyim? There's no marriage by Goyim. It's not considered the Hatnut. So it says, Nitgayiru Itlu Hatnut. Which means only when they convert, then already it's considered Hatnut. And therefore, look at Rashi. Lav miltai da'ami de'okim na krabi yotam evde kukavim, dimetam evde kukavim, letlu Hatnut. Ela vadai krab begirim ketiv. Ah, so if it's considered gerim, so then in the Torah we're saying what? A Yisrael, that's a pesuah daka, we're saying what? He can marry a natin. Why can he marry a natin? So we're going to say because he loses his kedushat, his slavery. In the Torah, really, he cannot marry a natin. Lotet hatem bam. And what is it talking about? When they converted, because there's hatnut. Oh, but we have a statement that says Yisrael pesuah daka can marry. Must be what? He loses kiddushat Yisrael. Oh, if he loses kiddushat Yisrael, go back to the Kohen. Kohen pesuah daka loses kiddushat Kohen. Therefore, we can say he can marry a giyoret or a mishchoreret. When it says the pasuk lotet haten bam, at this point we're learning it means when they are converted, because there's no hatnut by goyot. comes the Gemara and says, Mativ Rav Yosef, what do you mean? It says, Vayitchaten Shelomo et bat Par'o Melech Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says that Par'o married bat Par'o. I'm sorry, Shelomo married bat Par'o, the daughter of Par'o. And it says, Vayitchaten. So you see what? Is hapnut by Goyot. Gemara says, Giyure Gira. She converted. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Lo bimei David, lo bimei Shelomo. Well, we have a rule. They did not accept converts in the time of Shlomo and in the time of David. Why? Because Am Yisrael was on a high. They were living in a great time of prosperity. So they didn't think anybody is going to be converting the Shem Shavayim. They thought anybody that's converts is just converting to join the prosperity of Klai Yisrael. So I can just tell me she converted. I thought they didn't accept converts. So the Gemara says, Midi hu ta'ama ela leshulchan melachim. Ha lo tzirich ale. Which means the whole reason why they didn't accept converts is because they knew that when you're joining Klal Yisrael, it's considered Shulchan Melachim. Now you're sitting at the table of kings. But what? The daughter of Par'o does not have that reason because she's coming from the daughter of kings already. Right. So therefore, she's not, that's not going to be her enticement because she has that already. So therefore, such a convert we'd accept. So therefore, she converted her. So therefore, you're right. Vayitchaten, not Tchaten, I'm talking about Goyot. There's no Hatnut. What says Vayitchaten? And she's converted. Gemara says, V'tipuk le'et deham nislit nishonahi. Oh, I have another question now. How did he marry at all? We have a rule that a person cannot marry a Misri until it's the third generation. And therefore, she's a first generation convert of Misri. So how do you marry her from the Misri angle? Maybe you'll tell me these are not the real Egyptians, which means I'll tell you the real Egyptians are no longer. And these are new people over here. She says, "Hanach azil alma metu v'tabru bibi Paro." But all those Egyptians, they drowned in the time of Paro. V'chi azad achmana me'erev rav, which means when the Torah said, "Don't marry an Egyptian," he really meant from the erev rav, because there were really no more Egyptians once we came out of Mitzrayim. They all drowned. So who was left? The erev rav, those converts that came out of Egypt. And then she says, "Vani harininu umot harim ba'av yashvu barsam," which means there's no more erev rav. Other people came and lived in their lands, and therefore, no problem. Rav Yehuda says there was a fellow called Minyamin. He was a ger Mitzri. Hayali haver. He was my friend. Mitalmide Rabbi Akiva. He was from the student of Rabbi Akiva. Amar, and he said, Minyamin said about himself, Ani Mitzri Rishon. He says, I am a first generation Mitzri. Venasati Mitzrit Rishona. And I also married Mitzrit Rishona, first generation, which is permissible. Asi Libni Mislit Shenit, I will marry my son to a Mislit Shenit, which means a Mislit Shenit to a Mislit Shenit, Kedesh Yeben Beni Ra'oi Labo Bakal. So my grandson will be permissible to come into the Kaal. You see, this is given a very important rule. To make a Mislit Shenit, the Mislit Sheni has to marry a Sheni. Because if the Mislit Sheni would marry a Rishon, it goes back to becoming a Rishon. It does, or to a Sheni. And you always take the Humrah. So therefore you need a sheni to a sheni to make a shenishi. But what do you see what? There was still Muslim around. Which is in the times of Rabbi Akiva, this guy Minyamin saying, I'm a Misli, this is the way kosher my children. So don't tell me that in the times of Shlomo, that there wasn't a problem of Misli because they're not around anymore. How did we see they were around much later even? So Gemara says, Amar Papa, Anan, Mishlomo, Liku Venativ, Shlomo lo nasiv midi. What are you? You're asking a question from Shlomo HaMelech? Shlomo HaMelech didn't even get married. It was not get married at all. Dichtiv be min haguyim asher amar Hashem el bnei Yisrael lo tavo'u bahem vehem lo yavo'u bachem. Achen yatu et lebabchem acharei Elohim bahem, which is those nations that God said don't take from, because they're going to sway your heart. Davak Shlomo le'ahava. Shlomo attached himself le'ahava, which means he didn't marry them. The Gemara says, "Ela kasha v'itchaten," but it says v'itchaten. The mitoch ahava yitera she'ahava, because he loved them so much. Ma'ale alav v'kaduf ki'ilu nitchaten ba. It's as if he was married. So we have to understand over here what does it mean. So Shlomo didn't take these ladies over here. So you don't have a problem of Misri. So what do? He just took them stam. So you have to say that he used them as what's called pilegish, which means there is a concept of taking a pilegish without a kiddushin. He just took her as a pilegish, and which is a legal way. Now we have to be very clear that so therefore there was no problem of Misri Rishon. and she was a convert. There's no problem of the convert because we accept converts that are coming from Shulchan Melachim. And Vayitchaten, it wasn't Vayitchaten, it was like Vayitchaten because he had a lot of Ahava. Shlomo HaMelech, is clear, was doing this over here, L'shem Shamayim. It was not out of lust. Shlomo was the chosen one from God. You have to say that he was doing this in order to make what's called Tikkun Olam. He felt that he could bring all the Nitzotzot HaKedushah that are scattered from all the nations, bring them Be'achdut in order to, under Klai Yisrael's domain, and then already Mashiach would come. Once you have already peace in the entire world, so this was a messianic mission that Shlomo HaMelech was involved in to bring world peace in order to bring the Mashiach. It was not Chas V'Shalom, a lustful situation. In any event, the Gemara says further, Amar le Rav Hinel Rav Asher, Ve'anan tenan. But what do you mean we learned in the Mishnah? Psua daka uchrut shofcha mutarim begiyoret umeshuchleret. Which is we learned in the Mishnah that a psua daka and a krut shofcha are mutarim begiyoret umeshuchleret. So we make a diuk. Habenetina asire. What you saw, you said to now Israel psua daka is allowed to marry a Netina. But from the Diyuk of the Mishnah, it sounds the opposite. It sounds like they can only marry Giyoret, but not a Netina. So the Gemara says, Amalu v'tamech, if you're asking from the Mishnah, Ema Sefa, bring a question from the Sefa. What does it say in the Sefa? Ve'enam asurim elam melabo b'kahal. It says that they're asur to come into the Kahal, which is mashma what? Ha benetina sharu. Because from the end of the Mishnah, it says they only can come into the Kahal, but Netina is not in the Kahal. So it's mashma that from the end of the Mishnah that Netina is permissible. Ela me'alek al mishma mina. Don't bring any proof from our Mishnah. The implications of the Risha and the Sefa are contradictory, and then we can bring no proof from our Mishnah what the din of Yisrael to a netina is. So if l'maaseh we came out in this Gemara, Yisrael that is a pesua daka can marry a netina, right? So the Gemara's had a question. Gemara said, what about a kohen that is a pesua daka? Can he marry a Giyoret? Because normally a Kohen cannot marry a Giyoret. Which do we say that the Kiddusha went off? So the Gemara says, indeed the Kiddusha does go off. Which we, and we learned that from what? Just like a Yisrael, that they were allowing to marry a Netina. What type of Netina are we talking about? We're talking about a one that converted. And even though the Torah says, Lotat Chaten Bam, which is the Torah where they converted. And still the Torah says, Lotat Chaten Bam, so I can tell me Yisrael can marry a Netina. Explanation is he loses Kiddusha Yisrael when he becomes a Psuah Daka, and therefore it's no problem. So just like Yisrael loses Kiddusha to say he can marry, so the Kohen loses Kiddusha to Keunah, and therefore he can marry a Giyoret in the case where he's a Psuah Daka. Now we go to the next Mishnah. Amoni Umoabi Asurim. That's like any converts that come from Amon and Moab, they're Asur, V'Issuran Isur Olam. And they're forbidden no matter how many generations. Converts from Amon and Moab, they cannot come into the Kahal. Amen. To marry. Avan nikboteheh mutarot miyad. But the females are permissible immediately. Which means a convert, Moabit or Ammonit, is permissible immediately. Misli v'adumi, a convert from Misli or Adom, enam asurim ela'ad shlusha dorot. Right, so that's a three-generation isur. Echad zecharim v'anekevot. That applies to whether males or females. Rabbi Shimon matir et anekevot miyad. Rabbi Shimon is lenient by Misli and Adumi that the girls will be permissible immediately. Amar Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Shimon proves himself. Kav v'chomer adevarim. Uma im bimkom she'asar et hazecharim isur olam. Hitir et anekevot miyad. Makom she'lo asar et hazecharim ela ad shoshad orot. Ena, eno din she'latir anekevot miyad. If by Amoni and Moabi, where we said what? They're forbidden forever, the men, but the ladies are permissible immediately. So here, where the men are only forbidden three generations, certainly the ladies should be permissible for immediately. Amru lo, so the rabbi said, Im halacha nekabel. Listen, if you're saying this because you have a tradition and halacha, so we have no choice to accept it. Ve'im ladin. But if you're just working on this kal v'chomer over here, yes, teshuvah, we can break your kal v'chomer. The Mishnah doesn't tell us how the kal v'chomer will be broken, but the Gemara will tell us. Abar lahem lo ki halakha ani yomer. He said, no, I'm saying this from a tradition, from a halakha. Rashi says, im halakha shamata mirabotecha shenekevot mutarot miyad b'mesiv adumi nekabel lemcha. Ve'im ladin she'ata dan kal v'chomer ma'atzmecha, yes, teshuvah lehashiv. There's a way we can break your kavah homer. So he says, "Lo ki afilu ani dan me'atzmi." So the way that Rashi learns is, he said, "Lo, even if I was judging from a kavah homer, Which means I can answer all your questions on my Kavah Homer. But anyway, it's a halakha. Which means he was answering on both claims. First of all, you think you have a question on my Kavah Homer. I can answer your question on the Kavah Homer, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, I have a tradition, therefore it is halakha. Now the Gemara says, how do we know this? Which means, how do we know that when the Torah forbids Amoni and Moabi, it's only the males and not the females? Amar b'Yohanan amar kera v'chirot Shaul et David yotzer leklat the Pilishti. When David HaMelech was going to fight against the Pilishti, who's that? Goliath, right? There was an enemy, Goliath, and Shaul HaMelech said, whoever can go fight him can end up marrying his daughter. So who volunteered? David HaMelech. It wasn't David HaMelech at the time. So it says, when Shaul saw David go out to greet the Pilishti Goliath, Amar el Avner Sarasava, he asked his general, Avner, Ben mi ze ha-na'ar. He said, Ben mi ze ha-na'ar. Avner, who's this kid's father? Vayomer Avner, Hen afshecha melech im yadati. He says, I don't know. The Gemara says, Velo yadare? Is it possible that he didn't know? She says, Velo yadale Shaul David? Is it possible that Shaul didn't know David? Vaketi vayeaveu meod. It says Shaul loved David. Vayhilo nosekerim. He was used to serve Shaul. Used to hold his kelim. So therefore, Ela Aabuka Meshil. He was asking, who's his father? He knew David. What was his lineage? So Gemara asks again. Va'aviv lo yadale. Well, he didn't know his father. Va'keti va'ish b'mes Shaul zaken ba'anashim. That there was an old man, a scholar in the time of Shaul. He came with men. Who's this mean? V'amar avetim arav abba zeyishai abi David shenichnas beuchlusa v'yasa beuchlusa. That he went out with an entourage and he came in with an entourage. She says he was in charge of 600,000 people. And therefore, you see that Yishai was a very famous man. So how can you tell me that Shaul didn't know who Yishai was? So Gemara says, V'haki kamar Shaul, im peretz ate, im mezerach ate. He wanted to know where his lineage going all the way back was. Yehuda, which was from, that's the tribe of David. Yehuda had two children. He had twins, Peretz and Zerah. Now, the Gemara is going to tell us, whoever comes from the Peretz line will become kings. The word Peretz means to breach. Just like a king is Peretz Geder. When a king wants to go, let's say, through a shortcut, he's able to break a wall through somebody's field to take the shortcut. HaMelech Peretz Geder. Just like Peretz himself. When he came out of the mother's womb, he beat his brother. Right? His brother was supposed to be the Bechor. He came out and he broke the fence and he came out first. So therefore, Peretz, whoever comes from Peretz becomes kings. Whoever comes from Zerah becomes noblemen and princes. So Shaul HaMelech was asking, who's the lineage? Does he come from Peretz or does he come from Zerah? The Gemara explains, if he comes from Peretz, Malkahave, he'll be a king. Shamelech Peretz la'aso derech. Now, a king is able to breach a wall to make a path. It's like eminent domain. Nobody can tell him anything. But if he comes from Zerah, Hashiva be'amav, he'll just be an important man in the world. So Gemara says, "My ta'ama, what's the reason why Shaul was concerned?" Amar le she'al ale, which means, what was he asking? Why was he concerned? Why all of a sudden now was Shaul concerned? Is he coming from Peretz? Is he coming from Zera? What motivated him to ask such a question? Shaul et David madav. So before David went out to fight Goliath, so Shaul put on the armor, his personal armor on David, and it says kimidato, it fit him. Uchtiv be b'Shaul b'shichmo v'amala gavoa mikol ha'am. Shaul was a very big man. David was not as big. Miraculously, when he put his armor on David, it fit. So already Shaul saw that this man over is very hashuv, that he's destined to become great. He says, okay, who is this? Is this Peretz or Zerah? Who is this man over here? What's his lineage? So Kazi Gavran says, So Doeg Adumi came in and says, Ad shatam mashil alavi magunu le malchut imlav, she'al alavi mra'u lebo bakahal imlav. Before you start questioning, is he ra'oi to be the king or not, why don't you ask if he's even permissible to come into the Kahal? Why? So his mother, his grandmother, Ruta Moabiyah, she's a convert. We don't accept converts from Moab. And therefore, his lineage, forget about his lineage for kingdom. His lineage for himself, he's a Sulam of a Kahal. Amale Abner. So Abner right away answered, Tarina, we learned, Amoni velo Amonit, Moabi velo Moabit. So what do you mean? We have a statement that Tanaim, the ladies are permissible. So Ela Me'ata, so Doeg Adumi comes back and says, Mamzer velo Mamzeret. We're going to stop making the Rashot now? Mamzer velo Mamzeret. So Gemara says, Mamzer ketiv mumzar. What does Mamzer stand for? Mumzar. A blemish from a stranger. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference between if it's a boy or girl. Bottom line, if you have a child that was born, let's say, from Eshet Ish, mumzar. It has a blemish. So therefore, there's no difference between man and boy and girl. So Gemara says, Doeg asked him, Misri velo Misrit? Well, you tell me also when we forbid the Muslim, you're going to tell me it's only the men and not the ladies? Kabbalah says, Shani achas. The reason over here, Doeg, it's different. The Mefaresh ta'amad dekla. Over here, the Pasuk clearly tells us why Amon and Moab are forbidden. Al asher lo kiddimu etchem balei chayim ubamayim. Because when we came out of Egypt, they didn't come and greet us with water and bread to, when we asked for them. It's not the way of a lady to come and greet men to give them food. So therefore there's no claim against the ladies. So therefore Abner is saying, listen, you ask me for Misri. Misri, Misri, they're both Asur. Here we have a logic. The Torah tells us the reason, because they didn't come and greet us. Who's supposed to greet? Men greet. It's not the way of the ladies to greet. So comes Doeg and says, I agree with you, but Hayalem Likadim Anashim Nikrat Anashim Vinashim Nikrat Nashim. I agree, maybe not proper for the men to greet the ladies and the ladies to greet the men. But the men could have went out to greet the men and the ladies could have greeted the ladies. Therefore the ladies are guilty as well. I could have gone out to greet the Jewish ladies. Ishtik. Avner did not have an answer. Miyad, immediately, Vayomer HaMelech, She'al Ata Ben Mizeh HaElim. Shaul HaMelech says, go find out who this Elim is, this young one is. So the Gemara says, Hatam Karile Na'ar, Hachi Karile Elim. Originally, Shaul calls him Ben Mizeh HaNa'ar. Now he says, Ben Mizeh HaElim. Why the change of word? Hachi Ka'amale, Halakan Nit'alema Mimcha. He told Avner, Ben Mizeh HaElim, I see that you're forgetting a halakha over here, that you're not sure about this Moavi business. Se ushal bebet ha-midrash. Go to the yeshiva and go clarify the halakha. Ben Mizeh HaElim is lashon le-talma. You forgot. So I see you're quasi on your halakhot over here. Go find out what the status is over here. Do we accept the Moaviyah converts or not? Amru le. So it says, Shal. He went to the Ben Midrash. Amru there, they told him, Amoni velo Amonit, Moabi velo Amonit. Listen, ladies are permissible. Akshile u Doeg kol ani kushiyate. So again, in the Ben Midrash, Doeg asked all the questions that he had. How come the ladies didn't go greet the ladies and all that? Ishtiku. They didn't have an answer either, the rabbis. Ba'el le'achruze ale. They wanted to make an announcement on David that he's Asur Labo Bekahal. Finished. They're going to rule on him that he's forbidden. Forget about kingdom. He's not the Ulam Bakal. He's a son of a grandson of a Moaviyah convert. Kabbalah says, Miyad, what happened? The Amasa ben Ish. There was a fellow called Amasa. Ushmo, his real name was Yitra Ayisraeli. His name was Yitra. He was Ben Ish. He was a son of a fellow, and his name was Yitra Israeli. Asher Ba'al Avigail Bat Nahash. Uchtiv Yeter Ayishmaeli. One time it calls the man Yeter HaYisraeli. In another place it calls him Yeter HaYishma'eli. So the Gemara says, well, what was his name? Amar Rava Melamed Shehagar Harbo Ki Yishma'el. It says, Amasa got up and he girded his sword like a Yishma'el, because Yishma'el is by the sword. So he gets up, he takes his sword in the middle of the Beit Midrash like a Yishma'eli. What does he say? Amar Kol Mi She'enu Shomei Halakha Zu. Anybody that's not going to listen to the Halakha that I'm telling you now, Yidkar Bahirif, will be slain by this dagger. Kach Mekubelani Mebet Dino Shel Shemuel Ramati. I have a tradition from the Beit Din of Shemuel Navi, Amoni Velo Amonit, Moabi Velo Moavit. Finished. I have a tradition that she's permissible, and therefore David is okay. So Gemara says, Umi Mehemam? What do you mean? Do you believe him? You believe him. He's giving a testimony. So Gemara says, why? Why shouldn't you believe him? V'amarav abba, amarav. Kol tamid hakam shemuleh halakha. And tamid hakam that gives a halakha. Uba, and he comes to say halakha, im kodem ma'ase amra shum'im lo. If he gives the halakha before the situation arises, you can believe him. However, im lav in shum'im lo. But in this case over here, it's only after the case arises, now read who believes him. Which is, if he was just talking, let's say, no case came up, he said, listen, I have a tradition, okay, we have no reason why he should lie. But now already, when the case came up, maybe he's trying to protect David. So how could you believe him on his tradition? So the Gemara says, Shani achadash shemuelu beti no kayam. It is different. Because he said, don't take my word. You could go ask the Betin of Shemuel and Levi was still around. Never go ask Shemuel and Levi in his Betin, and I'm just relaying you what they hold. But don't take my word for it. The Betin of Shemuel is still around, if we can trust him. Comes the Gemara says, which means like she says, we have a rule. Milta da avida legiluye lo meshaker. A guy's not going to lie on something that they can disprove him on. So since the Betin is a lie around, so why is he going to lie? They'll disprove him. So the Gemara says, Mikom akom kashya. Bottom line, we have a question, which means Doeg's question was a good question. Why didn't the ladies go out to greet the ladies? So the Gemara says, Akatargimu, we have two answers. Kol kivuda bat melech pinima. The way of a lady is supposed to be what? Pinima. Inside. Which means the way of a lady is to be modest, not to go outside. B'ma'arava amri ve'etima rav Yitzhak amar kera v'yomri elav ayesara eshtecha. Right? The Pasuk says, another Pasuk, right? When the angels came to visit Avraham, they say, Ayesara eshtecha. Where's Sarah, your wife? And what did he say? Hine ba'ohel. So what do you see also? That it's the way of the ladies to be modest. So he once said a chitush, it's worthy to say over quickly on this piece of Gemara. There's a famous episode in the Torah that we're familiar with. The angels came to visit Avraham Avinu. They came to visit Avraham Avinu, so it says one came to heal him, and one came to bless Sarah that she's going to have a baby, and one came to destroy Sodom. So I understand that Malach has to come and heal Avraham Avinu, that's obvious. The one that wants to tell Sarah she's going to have a baby, that's also obvious. But the one that's going to come to destroy Sodom, what does he got to just go destroy Sodom? But he have to go consult with, confer with Avraham Avinu? So he said an explanation like this. Really, the angel that was coming to destroy Sodom was coming with a halachic question to the Gadol Ador Avraham Avinu. Who lived in Sodom at the time? Lot. So he was coming to say like this, I'm going to destroy Sodom. Should I save Lot or not? What's the she'ila? Well, Lot has a great descendant that's going to come out of him, Ruta Moaviyah. So the question is, if Ruta Moaviyah is going to be accepted in the Kahal, I save Lot. But if Ruta Moaviyah is not going to be accepted, so therefore, what do I have to save Lot for? So therefore, and what is it dependent on if the ladies are off the hook? Which means if the ladies weren't obligated to go greet the ladies, so then already, Lot is legal, Ruth is legal, therefore go save Lot. And what does that depend on? The modesty. So that angel asked Avraham, Ayesara Ishtecha. Now strangely enough, that's a strange question to him. Ayesara Ishtecha, what are you asking about his wife? You know, this was a halachic question, which means he was saying, what's the way of the ladies? Meaning what he's really saying is the way of the ladies to be modest, meaning should I go save Lot? Meaning is Lot going to be permissible? Avraham understood the halachic ramifications of the question. He said, Hine ba'ohil. What he was really saying, it's the way of the ladies to be modest, the Moaviyah ladies are going to be permissible, and therefore go save Lot. And therefore it's permissible. That's why we explained once, David HaMelech, it says, when the Gemara Shabbat says that when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a big se'udah. And it says that at the se'udah, they're going to go around the table, who's going to make the zimun? So who's going to make the barakah, the course? So far as they get to David HaMelech, and David HaMelech, Abraham is going to say, no, I'm not worthy, I had Yishmael, Yitzhak is going to say, I had Esav, and Yaakov is going to say, I married two sisters, each one's going to bow out, and then David HaMelech is going to say, Ani Avarech, V'ni Na'el Avarech. I'm going to make the beracha, and I'm la'uy to make the beracha. And it says, how do we know that David HaMelech is going to be one to make the kiddush? Because it says, Kosh Yeshuot Esa. I am going to lift the cup. So the simple interpretation is, why is David HaMelech la'uy? Because you have a halakha, who makes the zimun? Oreyah mevarech. So David HaMelech says, I'm the Oreyah, I came from converts. And therefore the deen is what Oreyah mevarech. So he says, Kosh Yeshuot Esa. Esa is Rashi Tevot Ayeh Sara Ishtecha, which is David HaMelech was saying, my whole heter into the Kahal is based on what? Like the Gemara says over here, Ayeh Sara Ishtecha, because Sara was in the tent, and therefore she's Mar, is never mine. So therefore, David HaMelech's his whole heter is because of the Tziniut of the letter. That's part of the Drasha that we said for the angels coming to ask Avraham Avinu this question. Amen.